any of the initiatives you just mentioned, I have absolutely no problem in reviewing the gross production in regards to those rates. I didn't vote for the one that's in place now, 2% for 36 months, and it goes to 7. I did not support that. I wanted that to be a little bit more. I knew it would bring in more money. My proposal in the group that was with me, so I didn't support that one. So I feel very comfortable in reviewing that, but that's what I was referring to in my opening remarks.
We do need to grow our economy. That is why we are in the situation we're in. We've heard more job losses here recently, which is very sad, but things have bottomed out. The Federal Reserve was in the Capitol just 2 weeks ago telling us that we're out of the recession. Things are coming back. Oil and gas play in Oklahoma is very strong. Agriculture is lagging. All these things have to do with taxpayers paying revenue that then go to education and other services. So, but while those things are slow to improve, we need to look at good governance. And we, this past couple of weeks, have passed out of the Senate a half dozen good governance bills that have to do with education.
We have to remember that the revenue into the state is low because the taxpayer revenue is low. And if we forget that, then we're going to put a blanket on economic vitality in the state. And so I don't think that this is a time to become more dependent upon revenue confiscated from the free market participants in our state.